Welcome to Fans on Patrol. Weekly, we come together as a posse and we like to have a good time, and we talk about a bunch of make-believe and things that don't mean anything to nobody but us and us, the rest of the nerds in the world. But yesterday, a pretty crappy terrorist attack happened, and beyond crappy terrorist attack happened in France. And we cannot ignore it, at least to say that our hearts and prayers go out with the people of France. And we just want to give a moment of silence just for the victims of that tragedy. Thank you for that quick moment, and we'll get on with our show. Fans of Patrol time. Today is Saturday the 14th, and it's time to podcast. Let's get rolling. I'm your host, Fans of Patrol, Montego Bradley. Along with me is the lovely
Akita Oaki,
and the forever Mr.
Dwayne Williams,
who is always smooth.
Yes, SMWV, son.
So here we are, the day after Friday the 13th.
Made it.
Yeah, we lived.
And yep. Today is Saturday
Jason
the 14th.
Jason Voorhees.
Let me, you guys ever seen Saturday the 14th, the movie?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
I love that movie. But today is Saturday the 14th, and I had a little bad luck yesterday.
What
happened? Wind blew my window from my porch open, and it blew, it broke the glass, and the glass went toward the house, and then shattered my French doors and stuff, out of nowhere. So, you know, that was crazy. So
Friday
now,
the 13th.
I got to spend all day fixing that damn thing after we finish the podcast. So, whoopee for me. Mm-hmm. So, let's get started, y'all. Mm-hmm. Okay, first thing on the agenda for the day. Let's talk about all the stuff that came out in Star Wars today without talking about all the stuff that came out with Star Wars this week. Okay. Let me just set it up real quick, and then we can discuss real quick.
Yeah, go ahead and do that.
So, you know, we've been trying to stay away from Star Wars spoilers and stuff like that.
You have.
Well, and I will. But this week, the world went butt crap crazy with Star Wars stuff. I mean, wow. Okay, so they released some more posters, this time with people with lightsabers going the long way, banner posters.
Well, I just bought the Star Wars makeup that CoverGirl made.
Well, that's nuts. Well, let me finish. Let me finish. So then, what else did they come out with? They came out with TV spots.
Yeah, that's out. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they came out with TV spots, and yesterday they had a show on Disney XD giving a little preview of some of the stuff from The Force Awakens.
I missed that.
Well, I did not watch it. And so it hit me. It hit me out of nowhere. I said, man, you know what? It's happening. If you start, this is the point. This is the point in time now that if you start looking at this stuff, you're going to get in the movie and say, man, I feel like the whole thing was spoiled already. I think it will happen if you allow it to happen at this point.
Yeah.
Because this is so, this was 1 week. Now, I noticed it. We posted something saying 35 days ago. And I noticed, I said, damn, it's so much. I mean, am I alone here? Did y'all, are y'all feeling the same?
No, actually, I'm not feeling like that. I'm feeling that they're more hyping it. I don't think that they're really giving anything away, actually. I just think that they're showing pretty much the same stuff that they've been showing.
I do think that they're really trying to rake in on a holiday
season. Oh, hell
season
yeah.
Because they have Star Wars everything. They showed some commercial where some kid built a R2-D2 and it went up to the door, and the girl opened the door, and the little arm came out, and it had tickets for the Star Wars movie.
Well, hold up, Akita. You just told on yourself, because you already said you fell victim to CoverGirl. You didn't went and bought you some makeup.
Yeah.
I bought the looks from the dark side and looks from the light side. Ooh. I think it was because Janelle Monáe was in the commercial. She sold it for me.
Okay. Yeah, I gotta back away from all this
stuff. She's beautiful.
I have to go into seclusion. I can't do it, man.
Dude,
I want everywhere.
To be surprised. Didn't you just hear what she said? It's everywhere.
Entertainment Weekly had Harrison Ford recreate his classic Han Solo pose.
Well, wait a minute.
On the cover.
That's a good catch right there, because that's what I think sparked all this, because they came out with a spread and they released like 21 HD pictures and stuff. And I remember I posted it. I reposted someone's post and left it alone. I didn't, you know, I looked at a couple of pictures and I said, that's when it hit me. I was like, let me stop.
Yeah.
I was like, it's getting ridiculous. I said, I don't want to see and know you know, I'm gonna be honest with you. If I hadn't seen one trailer and walked into the movie theater and saw what this movie looked like from what I seen in the trailers, I probably would have kept crying until the movie was over with because of how beautiful it looked. And it looks so different than even the original ones, man. Right. I mean, it looks better.
It looks clear. Yeah, it's crisp. Yeah.
It looks
clear.
It looks way better.
Crisp.
It's so, 4K.
Yeah, big time.
Right, right. Big time. There you go. Yeah.
So that's all I wanted to say about that. I don't really have any other story. But go ahead, Mr. Sir.
No, I was going to say though, but they was advertising it on what's that? How to Get Away with Murder. And that's like a very adult show. You know what I mean?
Most of us, the true hardcore Redonkulous fans are.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah, right. Yeah, so that was good marketing. But I'm just, it's like you said, it's everywhere, man.
Yeah, they're advertising everywhere. Yeah.
You know, I'm going in my food cave. and beverages.
Well, I'm hoping McDonald's got Happy Meals with Star Wars.
Well, you don't have to worry about McDonald's because Trick cereal and all General Mills have been rolled out all this stuff.
Oh really?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
dude.
I'm buying me some boxes of cereal to get me some little action figures.
You guys are like, you suck and you suck. Y'all both are like part of this conspiracy.
I didn't buy anything.
No, I'm just saying.
I mean, how can you not buy a mascara with the
bullcrap? Right. Y'all are part of the problem. Both of you, stay away from me.
I don't even like CoverGirl.
I'll see you in 33 days.
Right. I'm gonna still be watching all the.
I know you are.
They didn't have a book out though.
Good, because people like you would spoil it all over the place, right?
Right, I'm reading that shit.
All
right,
so we got Jeffrey Dean Morgan?
Yes.
What's going on with that, man?
Well, it looks like he's going to be on the iconic series Walking Dead. He's going to be in the sixth and final season, right?
That's what they say in final season?
I think so. Yeah, season six finale. I'm sorry, finale.
I'm about to say I don't think it's the
finale. I'm sorry.
No, it's called
finale.
People will lose their mind if that's the final season.
Yeah, they would.
They won't know what to do with themselves.
Now, this dude was introduced. The character he's playing was introduced in the 100th landmark series of Walking Dead, I believe, and he is, by comparison to the governor, he is pretty vicious.
He's playing Negan.
Negan. Okay. Yeah. He's playing Negan.
Yeah, so new villain. You know, and it just makes me wonder how long this cat is going to last, you know. You know, is it going to be in a full season? Is it going to be ongoing, you know? Because I don't read the comics.
Yeah, but I get them periodic, you know, spirit. Yeah,
exactly,
you know.
Exactly. And so, you know, so it's be a big thing going on for Walking Dead. And this, and what did you say, Akita? This is the old comedian, right?
It's the comedian from Watchmen. And for anybody out there, there's a Supernatural fans that didn't see that movie. He also helped play Sam and Dean Winchester's father in the first and second season of the Supernatural TV show on CW.
You watch that show?
Yeah.
Good enough.
It's been on for a long time.
It has.
You know what? I started to watch it way back in the day. But I think at the time I had too many shows that I was watching, and I just never, because it used to come right off the Smallville, and I would watch Smallville, and then this would come on, and I was like, well, I don't really want to be creeped out, so I just left it alone and it kept going. So
yeah,
it was creepy.
That's the whole premise of the show.
That's the whole premise of the show.
Yeah, it's Supernatural. Supernatural, Dwayne. So everybody got a chance to check out the Finding Dory trailer?
I didn't get to see it. I just heard about it. I heard that it's from Finding Nemo.
I'm pretty excited from seeing the trailer. I like Finding Nemo.
Yeah, I did too. Was good.
I like that stuff like that. So
I like it so much that I know those fish are not called Nemos, but I call them Nemos when I go to the fish. When I go to the pet store, I'm like, I want a Nemo.
So you're gonna be front and center to see this this flick, huh?
I don't know. Depends on if he want to go see it.
Oh, wait a minute. So, we can't talk about people that's off camera. So if you and your boyfriend don't want to go see them, if he doesn't want to see the movie, you guys don't go see it. So
you don't want to go see it by myself.
So you don't go see movies.
I go all the time.
Let me tell you something, Akita. If I left it up to my wife to go to movies with me, I wouldn't see a damn thing. Nothing.
I got to go by myself.
Well, the thing is we only go to the movies like maybe two or three, maybe four times a year.
Well, that's before you got on Fans or Patrol, but now you got movies to review, so them days is over with. So get ready to go to the flick.
So we going to go see this then?
Probably.
Yeah, next summer or something like that comes out?
Yeah, you never know.
Mm-hmm. So what's going on with Tony, what's his name, Toby Kebbell?
I thought it was Keeble.
Keeble?
Or Kibble.
He had that article. Akita, you want to take this one? Since you kind of research it.
Yeah, I did research it. Mm-hmm. I read the article, and basically what he was saying was that the fans were right that the movie wasn't good for various reasons.
What movie is this?
He confirmed
Fantastic Four.
Oh, yeah.
This is the guy
that actually played Doom.
He played Dr. Doom in a movie.
But I don't know. I thought that was kind of strange, and I was wondering what type of flack he would get for like bashing, because he was very straightforward in the article about his feelings. Well, he was not beating around the bush like, no, y'all did a crappy job. And I think what he said is that he thought stuff got left out on a cutting room floor.
Okay.
And people could tell.
Okay.
Pretty
well,
much.
If you really think about it, man, he got to save his career at this point.
I was about to say that too. He got to be honest with his craft. Like,
I mean,
yo,
let's keep it real. As far as that movie is concerned, you had a bunch of great actors,
actors
in a movie that, and they couldn't do anything to save it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I saw a quote by Will Smith. They were talking about him. He was approached to play Superman back for the 2006 Superman,
mm-hmm.
and he said he didn't do it because he didn't want to. He said if he messed up another white icon, he's because he had did Jim West and screwed that up, and
right,
he said he can't be messing up white folks' heroes.
Right.
And he was like, it would have tanked his career if he would have jacked that up. And so, you know, these people join this, you know, the superhero genre, right? It's been great for everybody's career. But then you got this, that I don't know how much money this thing made. Last time I looked, it was like at $24, $29 million or something like that, you know.
I thought you were about to say $24.
No, so, you know, shitty. I don't think he's just saying it just to save his career, but he was probably asked a question, and, you know, what you going to say, man? No, it was great. If people just give it a chance, you know, go back and see it again, you know.
Well, he being honest to his craft. You know, I got to be you know, if I want to get some more work, I got to be honest.
Here's something I thought was interesting. This is a direct quote.
Uh-huh.
He said, I don't know if I learned anything from Doom apart from perhaps when you see something wrong and you don't agree with it, voice that immediately. I think it's important as an actor.
Yeah.
You're conscious that your career is at stake with each job. And that's so true.
Yeah.
You know, that's so true. Yeah. So, you know, he's like, probably he had problems with what was going on, and he just rolled with the flow, you know.
Hey,
and
get this check.
And then the movie come out, and it's like, oh God,
I should have said
something. But you can get this check, but you might not get another check,
right?
You know,
because people might remember that. Yeah. It's funny that you was talking about Will Smith being Superman, because if you ask me, Hancock kind of was Superman.
Hancock was great. I loved it.
Yeah, he was Superman though.
Until the end, I didn't like the ending, but it was a good movie. It was a good movie.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Yeah, it was.
And what do you want, a cookie?
Yeah, it was an interesting spin. Yeah, they, you know, I liked it.
Yeah.
Well, so I know we don't have much news this week, so we're not gonna sit around and try to pretend like we have a bunch of news. So tell you what.
Yeah.
This week I'm gonna do the social media shout out.
Words. Huh?
We're gonna get it over with because we try to fit it in so fast in the end.
Mm-hmm.
So if you like Fans of Patrol, you want to check out more of the stuff we got going on, you can go to fansofpatrol.com. You can check out all our articles there. Kay Lorenzo.
Yeah.
This week released a new blog. It's called what's the name of his blog this week? It's called Superhero. No, it's called
Let me go to it.
Beacons of Hope. And so he's we have a few blogs on there that he's been writing, and he's been getting a lot of response, man. So people are loving
him. Writer.
He's a really good writer. Yeah. He's a good guy too. We're gonna have to get him on the show.
Yeah.
Him a little shy. So but he's the unofficial member of he is the official member of Fans of Patrol. He just don't get on the mic.
Right.
And so that's Kay Lorenzo. And check out that. And so all of our links is on there. Twitch link, Twitter link, Facebook, Podbeam, Apple, everywhere that you can check out anything that we do. Instagram link is on there. Also, our Tumblr link is on there, which, boy, we need to beef up that Tumblr thing. I don't know what to do with Tumblr. Everything else is cool, but the Tumblr thing is just goofy. But anyway, that's our social media. You want to get in touch with us? We put everything on there, the comic book cover of the week, all that stuff. It's all on there. It all looks good. Our archives, our T-shirts, everything. Go check it out. The blogs, boom. Social media, done.
Mm-hmm.
So it is time for What You're Watching.
What are you watching?
Akita Oaki, a.k.a. Jessica.
Yeah.
What you been watching?
I actually been watching an anime called One Punch Man.
Oh,
and the whole premise is this guy has trained so much that he can beat everybody in one punch. So he's a hero, and he's not having any fun being a hero because he can beat everybody.
They took my story.
Oh, that's cool.
They took my story. Them bastards took my story.
Really?
Yeah. Go ahead.
So the most toughest, baddest people show up, and they talking all this crap, and he like,
Right.
Just, and that's it.
Yeah, just hit one.
So he
one
wants
punch.
That one person that'll be like Superman or something like that that'll give him a challenge, and he can't find one.
So did you like it, or is it something that you watched?
I like it. It's pretty nostalgic of older anime.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like Dragon Ball Z, and kind of some of the fights remind you a little bit more of like the big mech battles like Gundam, all of that stuff. Because there's like a lot of explosions. When he punches stuff, it like makes big craters and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It's cool.
Yeah, I'm going to say, well, okay. Yeah.
So you recommend
One Punch Man. Yep.
One Punch Man.
And it's new, so it shows every Sunday in Japan. They come out with a new episode.
Oh, wait
so
a minute. It's not like a movie. It's a
series. It's a TV show, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
But they do have it. You can go stream it.
Word.
Mm-hmm.
Stream it where?
Analinks.
Oh, okay. Check it out.
.tv.
Sir.
Yeah.
Mr. Man.
Yeah.
What wild and fascinating thing have you been watching this week? It's kind of wild, everybody.
I took up Open All Powers, where their suggestion of Bitch Slap.
Bitch Slap.
Yeah.
Say that again. Bitch Slap.
Bitch Slap.
Bitch Slap. Go ahead.
And it was 2009. It was interesting. Me and you talked. It inspired me to make my own movie.
How was that? Why?
Because
that?
It was. Even though it was, well, there was a lot of green screen, they didn't have a lot of people. You know, the budget was kind of small.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But the things I did like about it was the choreographed fight scenes were pretty good.
Okay.
And they had some of the villains I thought were interesting. However, it was very, 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 it was just oozing with cheese.
Yeah, you didn't like it.
No, I didn't. It was some things I liked. It was some things I didn't like.
Y'all don't see the look on his face. He don't like him.
I mean, it was all right.
It was all right.
Yeah, it was kind of like a homework assignment.
It wasn't Frankenhooker, I can tell you that. No,
but I mean, they kind of overdid it. You know what I mean? It was just overdid. It was, you know, some of the, put it like this.
I'm going to take the words right out of your mouth.
What's that?
When you watch Frankenhooker, it was just bad, right? But it was bad good.
Right, yeah, exactly.
This was trying to be bad to be good. And so because they was trying to achieve that instead of letting it happen naturally, it bugged you.
Right, yeah. Gotcha. I'll put it like this. I'll sum it all up. The chick's license plate said Hard Ride.
There we go. That's the, you know, let's chase her.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So, but it was, I did watch it, and I thank you for the recommendation to Open All Powers.
All
you
right. Know what I mean? All right.
Yeah.
Open All Powers. What am I watching this week? Thanks for asking, guys.
what the hell are you watching?
I was watching my regular episode of The Flash.
Oh, yeah.
I was watching. The Flash.
Ooh.
And I wasn't expecting much because the episode last week was fine. It was okay. It was a kind of a middle of the road, you know, type of a episode. But then enter Zoom.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
In this episode.
Yeah.
And shit. You know, spoilers, if you haven't heard this, the hell with you. But listen.
Hey, you got his.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
You got his ass.
You know what? Yes, Barry got his ass beat by Zoom. But let me tell you something. He deserved that 100% with all this. Listen, because let me break it down with the quickness.
Why did he deserve the ass whipping that he got?
Because Jay Garrick, a hero, an established hero, a hero longer than he's been a hero, told him, dude, you are not ready for this. Don't listen to this asshole. He comes in here for 5 seconds and you doing what he say. Listen to me. You not ready. Oh, we're ready. We're going to set this trap. First trap didn't work. Trap didn't work. Let me finish. Mm-hmm. Trap didn't work. Had Dr. Light out there clowning around. Trap didn't work.
Well.
Bam. So you still keep clowning. You keep clowning. Zoom show up. You think you're going to put on your little shoes and you're going to start fighting this dude. First of all, the dude comes around the corner and he's massive.
He is big.
He looks redonkulous.
Yeah, he big as hell.
And he's fast. And he's faster than you.
Yeah.
He beat the shit out of him so bad.
He caught his electricity.
Yeah.
He caught his electricity and hit him with
it. Yeah, threw it at him.
And then on top of that, he walked around and he took him around the city
showing everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, that was
I
the
whooped
best
his
part.
Ass,
right.
Holding him with one hand like he was Gorilla Grodd.
Right.
You know, so I was like, you deserve that, dude. You deserve every push of that ass whooping.
Well, the thing is, he was like, hey, we got to go. We got to get this dude because he keeps sending people at us.
My man. But you got to be, that's like going, okay.
No, I'm not faulting what you're saying.
Yeah. What does Batman do before everything?
He prepares.
Exactly.
Well, that's the same. That's the same as about to go to war.
Right.
He said, men. I'm going to give you the sticks and these rocks. They got guns over there, but charge. We can do it because we have perseverance.
No.
And they like, paka, 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 and it's over with for you, you know. So let's be real. So he got his cheeks beat, and then he paraded them around the city to show everybody how bad he beat his ass. And you know something I saw on Facebook this week, yesterday?
Yeah.
Somebody did a facial comparison of what's his name? Is it John Wesley Ship that plays his dad?
Oh, okay, yeah.
And
yeah.
Zoom. I think the dad is playing. Zoom because they had the facial features and everything. Yeah, yeah. It looked just like him.
Okay, just.
And you know he's a big dude.
Yeah, he is.
The original Flash that from the TV show.
No.
I'm not saying that he's his dad. Yeah, right. But I think the actor is playing. Him.
Yeah, right.
But
that would be a trip if it wasn't.
They didn't show the reverse Zoom, so we don't. If he's from another. From one of the other Earth two, we don't know what he looks like or who he is.
Let me just kill this all right now.
Well, you know he's.
Let me kill it. I'm gonna kill it because they're a comic book TV show, yes. And they have been sticking really close with the comic lore.
Right.
Okay. So I could not see them doing that. The story is rock solid without you jacking up doing that.
Right.
You know, it's a rock solid story unless you're saying like Zoom. Possess his dad's body or something like that.
Who knows?
I mean, that would be interesting.
That would be
because now you can't kill him.
Yeah,
or do you kill him? Nah.
But he's from Earth 2 though.
So he is, but the dad isn't.
Okay. I see what you're saying. It might be some futuristic.
One of the other things that's kind of annoying me about Barry is that I feel like he's putting people in danger and just like we're gonna do this. Like, well, what if he came out there and just choked that girl and you couldn't get to her fast enough?
Well, at the same time though, he kind of wanted to go solo anyway. But you know everybody wouldn't let him.
Then
like,
he keeps telling everybody his secret.
Didn't I just say that last week?
You did.
I just said that last week.
Superhero 101. More people that know your secret, the more people, unless they have powers, will get hurt. Mm-hmm. If you tell somebody else you're a superhero, they better be a superhero too, so they can defend themselves.
Right. I agree. I agree with that.
So.
Oh, that was dumb.
That's what I was watching.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, the Flash was good. Gotham was really good too.
Arrow was pretty good too. I enjoyed it.
All right, this is what you're watching, not what you've been. Everything you've been watching. We can't get into all that unless we did a whole show about what you're watching. We could do a whole show about what you're watching, but
we could.
Yeah, we could. We got some stuff to do though.
Yeah.
So with that, it's not break time, but
no, it's Crisis on Infinite Podcast.
Yes, sir.
It's turning red.
Oh snap!
Now. Okay, you guys are feeling pretty good today. First off, I want to say that last week I forgot to say that our Crisis on Infinite podcast question last week came from the Back Issue podcast. I didn't even mention it. I just went right into the question. Back Issue podcast for the Nerd Podcast Mafia. They could be you can listen to them. I listen to them on iTunes. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure which. I know they have a website and stuff like that. But the Back Issue Pod, they're doing their things out there on the West Coast. And thanks for the question last week, fellas. And sorry we didn't even give you the credit last week for it.
Right.
Now, this week's question comes from our
the Dorks,
our brothers for Dork of All Trades podcast. Mm-hmm. So here's a question.
Yep.
Anybody else want to read the question?
I'll do it. Okay, if you were to base your nationality on which country you consume the most media, excluding your country of origin, which country would you be from and why?
From and why? Akita?
Probably Japan, just because of I generally tend to play a bunch of RPGs, JRPGs, and because I tend to watch some anime, so... I think most of the games that I play are probably, outside of the ones that are from Europe, I would probably end up being Japanese because of all the cell phone games and everything combined.
Japanese, well, the name already is right, almost, ma'am.
Oh, Akita.
Akita, not Jessica. I was like, she looking at me like, what did you say?
Yeah.
All right, so that's your answer? You're sticking with it, huh?
Yeah, that's my answer. I'm sticking with it.
Since you read the question, I guess I'll go next, huh, sir?
Yeah, you go next.
You know what? I guess if I had to nail down and say, you know, most of the stuff I watch is American, but I do live on the BBC. Yeah. I deal with it pretty much. But see, that's a country. That's not a national. Well, country of origin. So, hey, excluding your country of origin, nationality. So, I guess it is nationality. So, I guess I would be British, my friend.
Yeah.
English.
Whatever-ish.
Yeah.
Pippa Beach.
Yeah. So, I mean, because mostly all the shows I'm always recommending is like what? Luther and Sherlock. Yeah. And
Luther is really good. Only seen a few episodes.
I've never seen Doctor Who, but I've watched a ton of Peaky Blinders.
Yeah, I mean,
I love the British shows, man.
Torchwood.
I really like them.
I watched Torchwood.
Yeah.
I watched the Being Human, the British version first before I saw the original one.
The Office. I watched the original Office. I watched, you know. So that's me, I imagine.
Yeah, okay.
I can't do a British accent to save my life.
Neither can I.
So,
it'd be pretty terrible.
Tea and crumpets.
So what about
tea and
go ahead, keep clouded. So what about you, sir?
I'll probably have to agree with Miss Alaki over here, cuz most of the stuff that I, you know, consume my brain with would be animation. Anime.
Without a doubt. You didn't even have to answer that question, man. Yeah. Everybody knows that. You
know, and, so I was, you know, probably be Asia, the continent. Well, you know what I'm saying. Well, Asia, you said Japanese country.
Country. You'd be from Japan.
It's Japanimation, right?
Japanimation.
Yeah.
Japanimation.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Anime.
Right. Anime. Right.
So there you go. Yeah. So that's the one question. So I don't know if we're behind.
I think we are.
Because we have a question from Soul Open All Powers. I don't know if they sent this early or what.
They fused it together.
We'll just stick with that one. We'll come to that one next week.
Ah, man, I kind of wanted to do that.
All right, let's do it. Okay, so our second question comes from Open All Powers, another some of the original members of the Nerd Podcast Mafia.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So here's their question. Or Akita, would you like to read the question?
Okay. What franchise would you like to see get its own cinematic universe?
Uh-huh.
So this could be a book, a video game, an independent comic, anime, cartoon, or anything that you're really digging.
Okay, well, I kind of dabbled in it. I probably would, if I would thought on it a little longer, I'd probably get a better pick, but I'm gonna go with He-Man. I want to see that in the cinematic universe.
He-Man.
Not Dolph Lundgren. Ding, 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 not fighting in a laundromat.
He-Man.
You know what I'm saying? With Orko, Battle Cat, Panther, Trap Jaw, Merman.
Why does that damn lion talk like
that? Yeah, right.
Yeah,
I do remember that shit. He was.
This Skeletor was the greatest.
Silly, yeah.
I'm gonna get you, He-Man.
Right. but that's what I would like. I would like to see that cinematic universe.
I'm gonna beat the shit out of you, He-Man. Yes, sir.
Tila's shit was always up her butt too, man. Yeah, for a cartoon.
Wow.
That was. I'm sorry. I'm upset. Yeah, it was.
Creep.
Yeah, it was creepy. But I just had to point that out.
All right.
For a cartoon, man.
Yes, sir.
They were showing cheeks.
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 Akita.
I think I'm just gonna have to go with something everybody would probably want to see, just because I like to see them. See it on screen. I'm gonna
the cinematic universe.
No,
porn.
I'm actually gonna go with the video game Zone of the Enders.
Oh.
They have orbital frames, which are like mechs, and I would like to see like what they would do with that on screen.
So explain this a little bit more, because I'm. What are you talking about?
Zone of the Enders is a video game. It's basically what ends up happening is the guy's in a mech. He can't get out of the mech because they took his heart out. And the mech is keeping him alive,
so
he has to stay. Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So I think that would be cool to see.
So if the mech gets hurt, does he get hurt?
Yes.
Okay.
If the mech goes down, he dies.
It's like the Matrix. Your mind dies, your body dies.
Well, they removed his heart, and now the mech is powering his body. Right. So if the mech goes down, he's going down.
Yeah.
He can get his heart back. But he has to go through what they want him to do and jump through the loops.
Folks be smoking a lot of weed to be coming up with this stuff, man. They just, you know.
So I think that would be a cool movie.
It's legal too. A lot of spices.
He has to stay awake for who knows how long. He can't go to sleep or do anything. He has to keep that mech power to stay alive.
That was like, what movie was that where your boy, he had to stay, what was that?
Crank.
Crank, yeah.
I didn't see that.
I didn't either, but nah.
No.
Okay.
What you got?
Mine would, I had to really think about this one, but then I came when I said it, I said, "Oh, this is a good one."
Uh-huh.
I used to love Robotech.
Me too.
Still does.
Me too.
And you could do a cinematic universe with Robotech you can do.
Yeah.
I said still does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder why that is. Maybe because I'm drinking this bullshit over here. So, you can still do a good. You know, they have what, the Rick Hunter story.
Yeah.
The Dana Sterling story
with the
tanks, the hover tanks, and you can do the Invit story.
Well, that was the apocalypse, right?
And then they came out with the Expeditionary Force, where they went out to go find the Invit's planet back with Rick Hunter and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, man, you could do.
You're right.
Bear Tech fighters and stuff.
I would love
man.
To see that.
You know, they could look like Transformers
I would
and stuff
too. Oh, that would be
man.
Awesome.
That would be live. That
and you could just keep going with it, man. Because you know you got the Sentinels.
Yeah.
And I would like to see that.
I would like to see that. That would be cool.
So that question came from Open All Powers, and that's and Dork of All Trades. That's from the Nerd Podcast Mafia. The Nerd Podcast Mafia consists of the Back Issue Podcast, Dork of All Trades, the Open All Powers Podcast, the Conversational Comics Cast, us, and I'm forgetting
Soul
somebody.
Soul Wizard. Colt 45.
Thank you, the lovely and talented.
Yeah.
So, because I sure did draw a blank on that one. Mm-hmm. You want to listen to those cats? You can check us out on social media. We go to.
What about conversational?
I said conversational. We're all up and alive, and we're rolling. Mm-hmm. And those podcasts are great. They're all really good. I listen to all of them and I enjoy them. They're all on my list.
Yeah.
And everybody brings a different flavor to everything. So check those podcasts out. And with that, we're going to take our break and we shall return. All right, we're back. It's comics time. Time to roll. First thing I want to talk about is comic book cover of the week. It's back, and we gave that award this week to DC Comics Superman American Alien. We love that cover, and that illustrator was Nick Jesus. What's that? Dragata. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
No. That wasn't. That's the artist in the book. You know what?
Landis Dragata and
No, sir.
No.
Stop.
I'm sorry.
The cover artist was Ryan Sook.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And I should have known that right off the bat because I had did the stuff. And so we gave that award that was showed young Clark Kent in the middle of the cornfield at night with the glowing eyes and the Superman S written as a crop circle and stuff. The moon in the background.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
A lot of corn.
Outstanding. So let's get into our reviews. We got what? Wolverine, the all-new Wolverine, number one. We have all different Avengers, number one. And we have Superman, American Alien, number one. We're reviewing those. So number one is up, all-new Wolverine. What we got?
All right. So the writer of this one is Tom Taylor. And then the art is by David Lopez and David Navarat. So basically, the new Wolverine is Wolverine's clone, the female X-23, whose name is Laura. So basically, this is about her coming into her own as a hero. Is she going to live in the shadow, in Logan's shadow, or is she going to do something different? And I think it's pretty cool because she's actually wearing his classic costume from the X-Men. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like the original one. Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't really want to spoil it, but I mean, this comic book did have a lot of action in it. Definitely, if you read this one, it shows you a lot. It starts off and they're in... they're in France, and there's like a sniper shooting, and she does get hit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she's protecting somebody.
Right. Now, but yeah, I like the flashbacks of her being a
with
mentor,
Logan in the field.
Yeah,
that was good stuff.
And you can actually tell there's a big difference between them. Not
it
just
seems
for
to
the
me
gender.
It takes a little bit more time for her to heal. Like when she gets hit,
nobody. Is as fast as Wolverine is.
Yeah. So it seems like we don't know when she get hit how long she's down.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe
that's a good
that's
point.
Why I was cool that they did show maybe what was going on mentally, like she was sleep or something.
Well, that was Sabretooth's problem with Logan all the time is that he was better than him. You know, that was the movie that did that.
Right.
You know, I heal. No, Logan heals well, you know, faster than he's super fast.
Right.
Yeah.
And she's just a clone, but I like the mentoring aspect. You know, with the flashbacks that they showed.
So,
I'm going to tell you something I liked about this book. I like how much action was in this book. This was a damn number one, bruh.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was good. Like you said, it was a lot of action. It never stopped.
And it was something that was happening.
Right.
It was basically what? Maybe if it was a movie, like maybe 2 minutes in a movie.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Of an action scene.
Yeah, right.
But
yeah.
It puts you on a path to where what direction this thing is going.
Mm.
They had a cameo from another character. Angel was in the book.
Mm. Yeah,
yeah, you know, right.
Working with her.
I'm loving the wings too. I'm loving the
what is up with that?
It looks, I thought it was fire actually, but yeah.
And which angel is that? Is that the original angel or is that the,
I think it's the newer one.
Is that
Arch
Angel or is that the younger
or
angel?
Is that Warren? I'm not sure. Is that, yeah, I'm not, I don't know. Yeah.
Because
right,
screwed up the Secret Wars stuff.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of Secret Wars, I just found out the ambassadors that made Secret Wars now.
Number 9.
Right. It was supposed to be 1 through 8. Now it's 1 through 9.
It's 1 through 9. Yeah, it says that on number 7, the comic book. It'll say that.
And they're only on 9. 7 right now.
Yeah, they're only on 7. So we got 2 more months.
But all these books is post Secret Wars.
Yeah.
So stupid, Marvel. Goodness gracious.
Well, hey.
Anyway, let's get to the all new.
All new.
All different.
All different.
Avengers 1.
And Avengers 1, let's see who the artist of this book is. Oh, man, I'm not ready for this, huh?
No.
No, I'm not.
Kind of jacking up there.
Mm-hmm. Somebody help me out here. Oh, never mind. I got it. Artist is Adam Kubert. Writer, Mark Waid. And I got to give the color out. Sonya Obak. Now, this is a very, very good comic. It starts off with my man, the Falcon, a.k.a. Captain America, you know.
My Captain America.
Right. Yeah. And that's what he's dealing with. Yeah. He's dealing with race issues, and he's dealing with basically is the Avengers. Now, like the title says, all new, all different, mm-hmm. and that's what it is, all new, all different, because Tony Stark's Tony Stark is he going through some financial stuff in this?
Well, the book starts out, it looks like he lost everything.
Yeah,
again.
It looks like he's going through some financial because there's an interesting scene in here where Captain America the Falcon is getting ambushed by some Girl Scout.
Yeah.
And they're asking him to buy some cookies. And it's more than one race of Girl Scout, and everybody's wondering, like, okay, which one is he going to go to? And he only has $5.
Right, and he's poor if he
believes. Yeah, that's right. He is poor. And like I said, Stark sold the building, and basically you have my man, who is it from AIM? Roberto, Sunspot. They have their own building.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, like you said, they're not really a solidified team. And
well, it's not a team at all.
It's not a team at all.
Not yet.
They you have Miles Morales skulking around.
Right.
He gets in the book.
Right.
Yeah. And then you have Tony Stark, and he turns an Iron Man because something happens.
Right.
And mm-hmm. it seems like it was an accident, but then we find out it wasn't an accident.
And Nova shows happens. Up too.
No, he didn't.
No, this is a
he
this
didn't.
Is
this is part
this
two.
Part two.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
This is part two of this is a 2-part book. It's $4.99.
Now, if you look at the cover,
yeah,
it's supposed to be what? Thor, Captain America.
Right.
And show any of those people.
The female Thor.
Yeah, right.
Captain America, Iron Man, Vision, right. Miles Morales. Right.
That's what threw me off, as I expected to see everybody in a cover pop up.
Who else was
They didn't.
Miss Marvel.
Miss Marvel.
Yeah. And Nova. So they had this story which started an adventure off.
Right.
In the beginning.
Right.
Then the second story came out.
With Miss Marvel and Nova.
The second story, just to help you out real
right.
quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Mark Waid and Muhammad Astar.
Right.
Was the illustrator. So
thank you. Thank you
welcome.
Very much. Yeah. Now this is a Growing Pains issue. This is with Miss Marvel. She's basically she meets Nova because Nova is chasing some type of creature. And the thing is, they both don't know each other. They know of each other, but they don't know each other. Mm-hmm. And this is a chance where they get to know each other. And it doesn't go exactly as you would think it would go. It's very, very awkward. However, it is very funny also. And I kind of liked it because it reminded me of, you know, being in high school, junior high, when you kind of like somebody, but you really don't know how to tell them. And then that person may feel the same way, but they are awkward with it too.
They had those two characters introduced. And so, right. you know, this is the number one, but they didn't put the team together.
Right.
You know, it's still, you know, two stories going on, and they're going to come together some kind of way. So
right.
as far as the number one, I mean, I thought it was cool. I was expecting a little bit more, but right. I guess not. So
I thought they would do it in reverse. You know how sometimes they show you the team already assembled and then they show you flashbacks.
Right.
That's what
yeah.
I thought when
yeah.
I saw it. Since I saw the cover and they had everybody on there, I
right.
thought they were going to show you from a point where they're already the new setup for the new Avengers or whatever, but they didn't.
So you recommend this book, huh?
Yeah, because the second one is titled "You're a Jerk."
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that. I like jerk shit.
Yeah.
yeah.
All right, I'm gonna hit
jerk chicken.
Superman, American Alien.
Yeah. That
now,
was good.
Max Landis and Nick DeGrotto, DeGrotto is the illustrator. Mm-hmm. Now, this book here, honestly, it's 1 out of 7. I it wasn't really on my radar, but the advertisement in other comic books was pretty compelling. It was showing young Clark Kent with his eye busted in a police lineup.
Yeah.
Like he got arrested.
Yeah, like he got arrested.
I said, let me check it out.
That was cool, too.
Listen, I'm not going to. This is the book that I actually been waiting to read for a long time, man. This book was such a delightful read, man. I mean, absolutely delightful. You know, the book starts out where Ma Kent, younger Kents, are in this book. The kid has to be about maybe 8 or 9.
I would say 9.
He's a young kid. He's 9. Flying, and he can't come down, and his mother is like holding his leg, and they're like at least 50 to 30 feet up in the sky. Yeah. So if she falls, she's dead.
Well, she's going to hurt herself real bad.
Or die, man. That's pretty high, man.
Yeah, she's up pretty high. And he just keeps rising.
And so the thing about it is, his powers are showing themselves. His father almost seems like this is just too much for him to handle.
Right.
And his mother, you know, is Ma Kent. She's, you know, the father is like not even sure. Paul Kent is not even sure if they should be doing what they're doing with this kid, because he keeps having flashbacks of maybe this is wrong. But in the course of the book, before it even gets halfway through, he comes around and they show the relationship between the both of the parents building with the kid, and his powers manifesting, and even them trying to help his powers manifest, because the kid at one point in the book says, "Dad, I'm so unhappy."
Yeah.
You know, because he's such an outcast. And it's more than Smallville because he's younger. It's more than it's just such a delightful read. Dude, I was actually sitting here reading this book and I was getting choked up. Well, there was a lot of self-loathing going on because he wants to be normal. And I think the things really turned around in the book when his dad says, "Listen, who the hell needs normal? Normal is boring. You know, let's do us."
Right. Yeah.
You know, and so I can't recommend so far this number one book. If you're a Superman fan and you like, you know, and you know, we've seen bits and pieces of, you know, in media and in books of, you know, him growing up. They never really took the time, in my opinion, to hit the younger Clark the way they are now.
I just
thought it was so good. I mean, they had a scene at the drive-in when something happens. I won't spoil that.
Right.
And it was just like, damn, man, this is what I want to see.
Right.
You can do a whole new show with 8-9-year-old Clark and his parents, man. It's just, man, I'm telling you, I'm getting choked up just talking about it right now.
It was pretty good.
I want a 100%, 100%.
This panel where he's like, his t-shirt then got ripped and he got a little cape and he's flying is one of my favorite ones to see. I thought that was really slick.
That was slick.
Well, I'm going to recommend this book wholeheartedly. And when the second one comes out, I'm probably going to review it again, because I just want to make sure that the book just stays the course doing what it's doing.
Yeah, hopefully they don't make a big ass gap where he's.
I don't want to see 20s.
Where they jump him up to where he in high school or something, because this is I always wondered how they went through him, like,
right, yeah,
you know,
yeah,
his exactly. powers had to manifest before 20.
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah. And then, like you said, you know, and it's perfect because where he's at, he could develop his powers because they're in a farm community, and that's not populated, you know. You got miles before you get to your next neighbor or whatever, so, you know, it's perfect. You know.
Well, with that, we're going to be done with comics. Those are our recommendations. Check those out. And we'll be right back in a jiffy skippy. All right. In gaming, what we got?
All right. We're going to talk about what's new in gaming. So Microsoft has finally actually unveiled that there's 104 Xbox One titles for the backwards compatibility. And that started this Thursday. So you're going to be able to play Gears, Halo, all of those titles without having to pull out your old system. You can just pop them right into your Xbox One. And it'll download some file for you. And you don't have to buy anything or do anything special. So that's awesome.
Right.
Microsoft will be providing a new Xbox experience during the... So basically, they're updating like the... Like pretty much when you turn on your Xbox, they're updating that interface to make it a little bit more user friendly. Cause a lot of people complained about it; they couldn't find stuff.
Oh, okay.
I posted an article this week. It was a big article from Game Informer, and it's the biggest download they ever had in the history of the unit. And they're revamping the whole thing, like the whole experience and stuff. And so I haven't turned that damn thing on this week. which is goofy. And so I don't even, I know it the download happened. Mm. And so I don't know. I haven't even got a chance to see what it do now.
See new. Yeah. So that came out. And then Rainbow Six Siege has unveiled they will be offering a season pass for $30. So basically, the season pass will have like weapons and different maps. But what they're also saying that's awesome is that there will be maps and things included where you don't have to pay an extra dime to get them.
Because you already paid 30 extra dimes.
No, this is just with the regular, if you buy Rainbow Siege or pre-order or something, you get these map packs for free. Bart. You don't have to pay any extra money. The season passes for those hardcore people that want these extra guns and maps.
That doesn't seem worth it to me. But
I don't get it either, because why would I buy a season pass if I'm going to get stuff for free if I pre-order the game for $5?
I have never bought a season pass, and I don't think I'm ever going to get into it. I'll never say ever. Never say never. Yeah. But I'm just saying, I've never seen a reason to do it so far. But go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you are going to play all the expanded material, if you want to, it is cheaper if you buy the season pass. Because if you buy each individually, you end up spending about, I don't know, $40, $50 more than you would if you paid $40 for the pass.
So what else we got?
Okay. Nintendo Direct is going to return. Basically what that is it's like news directly from Nintendo telling you about all Nintendo products.
That started already, right? Because
yes,
I know
it has.
Open All Powers crew, they was pretty excited about all that. They were posting stuff about that.
Yes, it has. Call of Duty Black Ops 3 raked in $550 million.
Half a billion dollars.
You said duty.
$500 million.
Yes.
I haven't bought that. I haven't bought Fallout. I'm so behind. But proceed.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten it either. Graduate school.
I'm going to get it all, but not yet.
And for the people who are Super Smash Brothers fans.
Yes.
That's my daughter.
A new fighter has entered. Cloud from Final Fantasy VII.
So what does that mean, Akita? Does that mean that you get it for free? Does it just pop up there? Or what do you have to do?
Usually you get them for free, but you can buy the stupid amiibo figures. And they're not stupid, but you know.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Plug them on in.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure all of those people who are excited about Final Fantasy VII Remake is going to be pretty excited about Cloud being in the Super Smash Brothers game.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then for more information about Final Fantasy, because people that are into JRPGs, this is usually the one that they're into, should be excited to know that they're bringing back the Moogles, which are creatures that have been in every last Final Fantasy installment.
Like, we talking foreign language to me now, Jack. I'm like, what I don't know Moogles? What the hell is this.
What are they?
No, it's cool. It's cool. I'm sure those who know.
Okay.
And out this week, what's hot to play is obviously Rise of the Tomb Raider came out.
That came out too?
Yes, and it looks beautiful. Fuck. It is visually stunning.
Shit, man.
I was not really that much of a Tomb Raider fan. I played it in the past, mm-hmm. but this one looks really, 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 really
good. Is that the one they had on E3? Is that the one they were showing?
Yep.
Yeah, that did look good, man. It looked real good.
It's the sequel.
Yeah.
The next one for that.
Okay, well, this is the one I'm interested in. Go ahead.
Fallout 4. Mm-hmm. Bethesda released a sick note on Twitter so you can call off work.
Shit, man.
They put up there on Twitter so you can get out.
Dude, I've been waiting for this game for months and I don't have it. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to mess up my bills and probably go buy that damn thing tonight.
Okay.
I want to play Fallout so bad, man. And then Battlefront, come on. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah. And there's already
I need some money.
Season pass.
I need some money.
But I'm not really sure what they're offering in the season pass for Fallout 4.
Send
but
all donations
I
to the Kickstarter.
I did actually see it. And if you like to go to YouTube, anybody that likes Conan O'Brien, Team Coco does Clueless Gamer, and they review games.
Send all donations to Montego Bradley at MontegoBradley.com for my video game extravaganza.
Yeah. they reviewed it, and I actually like a lot of the weapons because they have like some type of power fist where you can like punch, and it like rockets and.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I need one of those in real life.
They got some cool stuff.
I need some new contacts. Is it contacts or games? I don't care. All right, go ahead.
And then what I am excited about, of course, because it's coming out next week, is Star Wars Battlefront.
Yeah, son. Can we get a plot for that?
Can we get broke for that?
Damn, so that's $160 if I
got it.
Yeah.
10 to 20 bucks, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Plus tax.
And as I always like to tell you, make sure you hit up our page and you buy all your games and stuff for Christmas.
Yeah, buy them now.
On
and send them
Amazon
to you.
yeah. link, and you know they usually have deals on Amazon.
That's right, Akita. Keep pumping it. Keep pumping it.
And that's what's new and hot in gaming.
All right. Well, I don't have any questions because I'm depressed now. Thank you for ruining my day with all this stuff that came out.
Man, it's the holiday season.
It's the holiday season.
Yeah, a lot of games. Yeah. A lot of games to stuff your turkey with.
Right. Stuff my pockets with something. We'll be right back. So, this is something we're trying to do. We're trying to bring in a little gaming and a little bit more gaming on the show. We think it might be a little interesting for the people listening and stuff like that. And so today, we're going to play some games here.
Word.
First game is a quote game. We're going to try to keep it short and try to see how it works. So it's y'all, because I'm the host. I'm your host, Montego Bradley. And so we're going to see who the biggest geek and the nerd in the room that knows the quotes for movies. Mm-hmm. All right?
Yeah.
Now, what I did was I grabbed some geek nerdy quotes. I didn't go with the 80s stuff, because when I was looking at most of the stuff, I was like, a lot of this stuff y'all ain't gonna know. I just know y'all were gonna know it because I didn't know it, and a lot of it didn't have nothing to do with nerdy or geek. It was just something, you know. So this is all nerdy. All right.
All right.
All righty.
Down with it.
Okay, so
I'm gonna
give a quote. Okay. I'm gonna do one at a time.
All right.
I'll go like four, and we'll see what your score is, and then we'll hit the next person. Okay.
Okay.
So I guess ladies first, huh?
I guess so.
Or if you want to pass, we can go with him first, and you can see how he does.
Gentleman first.
She, word, she passes.
Patriarchal.
All right.
She passes. Some of these are not that hard. Some of these are pretty hard. But I'm just gonna start with this one.
I'm ready.
Okay. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
For the beginning.
Yep.
Dwayne.
Yep.
We're gonna go what? I'm gonna go six questions. Okay.
All
right. Six quotes.
Six quotes.
We're all mad here. So you could either tell me the character or the character and the movie. Or one or the other or both.
Okay, what did you just say? We're all mad here.
We're all mad here. You know,
is that the Mad Hatter from Alice in Wonderland?
Damn, that's pretty good. Why so serious?
Oh, come the fuck on, man. do you really want me to answer?
Yeah, you better do something. Or
Keith
you gonna
Ledger, man. Come on, the Joker.
No, come on. Okay, that's too easy.
Yeah.
Okay, how about I love it when a plan comes together.
Hannibal from the A-Team.
I'm not so sure if Akita would have known that. With great power comes great responsibility.
Spider-Man.
No, that's wrong.
But what?
Go ahead. That's not the answer. It's we'll talk
reveal,
about it.
Yeah, reveal.
We'll talk about
afterwards,
it.
Yeah.
Okay, how about let's see the truth is out here, out there.
The truth is out there. That the whack ass X-Files. Scully and
pretty good.
Scully and whatever.
Pretty good.
Bulger or whatever. I never watched that.
This one is easy too.
And Mulder.
Will you calm
Mulder,
down?
Yeah,
okay, I'm trying to. Y'all can't discuss.
Okay.
Get away from her, you bitch.
That was me. No, I'm just kidding. Shit. Get away from her, you bitch. Oh, I know that movie. Get away.
Okay, you about to run out of time.
Yeah, you got. I know that movie though. You got to come back to
that.
Can
alien?
I pass?
Well, don't answer.
No.
Get away from her. It's over. You
bitch.
Took too long. Yeah, it was aliens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
So
okay.
Was, yeah.
All right, Akita.
Yep.
Hey, right, we got to be quick about this, so y'all can't interrupt. Right. Elementary, my dear Watson.
Sherlock Holmes.
Mm-hmm. We don't have to follow a map to bury treasure, and X never marks a spot. Okay. Okay, next question. If you only knew the power of the dark side.
Star Wars.
You want to refine your answer? Oh, geez.
Yeah, which one? Yeah, you got
it. No, there's no which one. That's a direct quote. It only happened. One movie. Taking too long. Kita, you're killing me here.
I'm doing terrible. I'm bad at trivia. That's why I'm not on a Jeopardy.
Transform and roll out.
Oh, come on.
Transformers.
Yeah, but who said it?
Optimus Prime?
Okay.
Very
Jesus
good,
Christ.
Good, yeah.
Okay, Bazinga.
That is Big Bang Theory.
Okay.
And that's Sheldon.
About to say, this is about to be horrible.
I wouldn't have got that one.
This cake is a lie.
I do not know.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot, that's Portal. So.
Portal.
This is where we are.
Yeah.
Dwayne, I'm not counting that one. You missed two, she missed three.
I missed, what are you talking about? Not counting which one?
You never got.
What?
You said Spider-Man, but it wasn't. It was Stan Lee from the comics. So, sorry. And
right, okay.
It was Spider-Man, but.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, but okay. That wasn't the answer they gave us.
Right.
And the other one you jacked up was.
What?
You didn't get Alien. She got it.
Yeah, she did. Yeah.
But she couldn't get the point. All right. We all good?
Yeah.
All right. So
those quotes were easier than I thought they would be.
Oh, well, y'all,
I should have did yours because I probably would have got more.
Y'all shouldn't have missed one then. What was going on?
Right.
Okay, we're gonna get we're gonna
yeah, this is it.
Y'all wanna hear some more quotes?
Hell yeah, man. This is great.
Okay.
I'm feeling smarter already.
All right, Akita. He is the one. I gotta set a
the
timer.
The one?
Yeah.
Oh.
With Jet Li?
No.
No.
You're done. Nope, wrong. Okay.
I know which one that is. I know it.
Okay.
Is.
Mr. and Mrs. Dursley of number 4 Private Drive. We're proud to say that they were perfectly normal. Thank you very much.
that's a big blank.
Okay, it's not happening. Right, right. That was J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter and Sorcerer's Stone there. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Ray, when someone asks you if you're a god, you say yes.
I wish I had that.
Oh God, I'm going to set a timer for this next time.
I wish I had that.
She has the, I see with the blank stare, we're just going to keep going with that one.
Ghostbusters,
exactly. That was Ray Winston. Roads, where we're going, we don't need roads. Damn. And you call yourself aunt. All right, that was Doc Brown from Back to the Future. And Mr. Hammond, after careful consideration, I've decided not to endorse your park. Dwayne is going crazy over here, everybody. Damn, Akita. That was Alan Grant from Jurassic Park. All right. Okay. This one, I'm not sure, but I know this one. That, you could have told me this. Mr. McGee.
Mr.
Don't make me angry. I shouldn't even say it like that. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
That has to be the Hulk. He's the only person that would say that.
I'm going to give you that one, but it was a more intricate answer than that. It wasn't Bruce Banner. It was David Banner from the TV show of the 70s.
Okay.
The Incredible Hulk.
Well, I wouldn't known it.
Okay.
I was born in 1985.
That don't mean nothing. Don't tell me you never watched an old movie.
No.
Okay. You ready, Dwayne?
Hell yeah.
Okay, we got to be quicker.
Okay, come on.
We wants it. We needs it. Must have the precious.
Aw, man, that is the my man Spiegel. Gollum.
No, okay. We'll accept
Gollum.
That.
Yeah, Gollum.
From the Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
Very easy. Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape. And he doesn't know. We just gonna put that in the wrong column. I can see it by the look on his face, y'all. He don't know.
What, the Planet of Apes? Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
You was looking all blank and stuff over there.
Okay. Yeah, I heard that before though.
Okay.
Some people told me that.
You never seen a movie?
No, I'm just saying people told me that. That exact same thing.
Okay. This must be Thursday. I never could get the hang of Thursdays.
What, Groundhog Day?
No. Okay. Arthur Dent, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
I
never saw
that.
Shit.
Yeah.
Easiest one in history.
What?
We're going to need a bigger boat.
Well,
you better come on with
Jaws,
that. Okay,
son.
Thank you.
The first one.
Okay.
The original.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that. I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid.
I'm about to shut the door on you.
I can't do it. I don't.
Bam.
I
all don't, right.
Well, who was that? What
was HAL 9000.
What the fuck?
2001, A Space Odyssey. You should know that.
You know what, man? That movie was 8 days long, man. Ain't nobody going to remember that shit.
All right. So, everybody, if you keep a score, Dwayne won that one, but he only got two. Peter got one. So these are the worst geeks on the planet. So we're gonna switch these to some group categories, okay? So you can earn partial points with this one. I don't know what the hell I'm going to call this game, but we're going to call it something. I guess we're going to call it Nerdy Groups.
Nerdy Groups.
Okay.
Dweebs.
Okay. Now, I wish I could ask you guys both these things one at a time and see if you both can get the answers. See if you can get the answers, but we're going to ask
you. Bong bong, hard
buttons. Right. Well, matter of fact, yeah. Raise your hand. We're gonna do this one a little different. I'm gonna call out the person who raised their hands the first. And if neither one of you raise your hands, that's pitiful.
Okay. Like Jeopardy.
These are some crappy nerds over here, guys.
Yeah, right. I'm the best.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Name me, you nasty bastard. You burped on the air. 5 Star Trek series off first officers. The first officers in Star Trek.
All right. Picard.
Oh, did you raise your hand? Okay. She did not. Okay.
No, you can have it.
Okay. No, wait. I said, oh,
what?
I, that's wrong. I said first officer, it's not captain. Neither one of y'all got this one, huh?
No.
Damn.
Yeah, well, hold on. Let me try.
Go ahead. Spock. Try. I'll give you another chance.
Is Spock the first
Spock
off?
Is one.
Solo?
Who?
Solo.
No.
He does. Doesn't he? Like when, no. when he goes, when he's he gets not beamed
a first
down? No.
He's not a first officer.
Oh, I know. I'm not a Trekkie.
Okay. Not T'Pol, Chakotay.
What? Chipotle.
Kira.
Chakotay.
Kira.
And William Riker, one of the most famous. Spock is the number one.
Yeah.
You guys ain't nervous. What the hell is going on? Okay. Hey, okay, get ready. Yeah, get ready.
Right, come on.
Star Wars film titles.
Oh, shit.
Neither one is raising. Akita, go.
Return of the Jedi.
There you go.
Empire Strikes Back.
Yep.
Clone Wars. No. Return of the Jedi. How many was I supposed to name?
Clone Wars was not one.
Okay. Attack of the Clones.
It was.
You keep going.
Oh, no, it's not. You're right.
Attack of the Clones.
You're right.
And you want to finish up?
Go ahead, finish.
Finish what?
You still got more points than he did. He got Spock, okay. And that was it.
Okay.
Three more movies.
Phantom Menace.
All right.
You got a nice. Return of the Sith. What's that? Yeah.
That's revenge, ain't it?
Revenge of the Sith.
Will you be quiet? This is her question.
Me.
Okay, we're gonna throw that one out. Y'all blew that one. That's horrible. Okay. That's horrible. What's happening here, y'all? I'm another planet.
It's the coconut. Yeah,
right. Okay.
You
all right.
I'm in the coconut.
Y'all ready? Can we? Can we go? We're gonna. This is gonna be our final one here.
Okay.
Okay. Get your hands ready,
doctor.
Okay. I'm telling you, you need to get your hands ready on this
they
one.
Are.
Okay.
Original members of the Avengers. Dwayne.
Starks.
No. First of all, I don't know who Starks is. Tony's, second of all, that's not a hero.
What, okay, Iron Man.
There
I'm
you
sorry.
Go.
Iron Man. The Vision.
And,
He wasn't the original member?
Nope.
You're done.
Come on, man. Just off of one? All right, go ahead. No,
you want to name the rest of them?
My feelings are hurt. No.
Iron Man, Spider-Man, Hulk, Captain America?
Couldn't be more wrong. Okay.
Right, I was about to say no.
That's, my bad. New Avengers.
Was the what's the name? My man Black Knight was on there, right?
Whatever. my child. I'll tell you.
Go ahead. Yeah.
It's so simple. Thor, Iron Man, Ant-Man, Wasp, and Hulk.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I didn't know that.
Wasp and Hulk, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Jesus.
Okay. I know the new Avengers. Could they on my t-shirt?
I mean, so much shit swimming around. Right now.
Okay, you guys are horrible.
You should have just asked horrible. Us the name from X-Men.
Horrible
that would
have
been
nerds.
Better.
Come on, man. Yeah, give me some more shit right here, man. Because I'm warming
that
up.
He said that was the last one.
Warming up. We need to say something for another show.
I'm warming up. Okay, that was it?
No, I got plenty, but.
Well, give me. Come on, man. Okay. I can't go out like that.
Okay, last question. And you're not going to get it.
Okay.
Okay, how about this one?
Okay.
The Fellowship of the Ring from the Lord of the Rings. who were the fellowship? This is pretty easy, man. This is pretty easy.
I'm like, man, I didn't pay attention to these.
I didn't either. I didn't watch
stuff,
any Lord
man.
Of the Rings.
Can you name hold up. Can you name three?
Okay. Gandalf the Grey.
There we go.
Baggins. Right?
I'll accept that.
Okay.
Argon?
Who?
That was where they
y'all,
were going.
Y'all working together now with them?
Yeah, we got to.
That was where they was going. Okay. And his boy.
You said it. You mispronounced it, but I know you were trying to say it.
Aragorn.
Right. Well, speaking to the mic.
His boy. What was his boy's name?
You.
What was his name?
About I just say Gimli, Legolas, Gandalf.
I was about to say Legolas.
Samwise Gamgee.
Sam.
Peregrin Took. Mary.
Sam.
Frodo. Boromir.
Frodo. Did I say Frodo? I said Baggins.
You said Baggins. I gave you
just
that
said
one.
Baggins.
Yeah, right.
But I gave you that one.
Yeah, right.
Terrible.
But I was looking for Sam though.
Next time I'm gonna give y'all a study sheet.
No, man. No, that was we did pretty damn good.
You
man.
Guys did pretty
I bet you I
watched two and
fucking
a half
awful. You guys got like
movie.
I bet you.
You guys I, like got like four questions
no, I
right
bet
together.
You, I bet you if when people listen to this, they're gonna end and they take the same test as we do, I bet you they'll be given the same results.
Okay.
I bet that.
All right.
No, not true. Lord of the Rings fans. They
well,
can speak the language.
That's gonna be Jesus. We may never try to do this one again.
No, this is good, man.
Next time I'm going to play it, I'm going to destroy. So, yes, indeed. So that's it. I'm your host of the game show that was a bust.
No, this shit was cool, man. I did all right, I think. I would at least want 75 grand.
In your heart. In your heart.
At least.
Okay, with that, I think we are going to be done for the day.
We're 240s.
We'll be back next week, y'all. And with me is my posse, Ms.
Akita Oaki.
And Mr.
D.U. No, I'm sorry. Dwayne Williams.
What the hell?
I was about to spell my name, man. S-M-O-O-V-E.
All right.
Yeah.
And until then, damn it, we'll be
on patrol.